I'm encouraged by the agreement. Zimbabwe is in such an economic collapse. So I think we can all welcome this agreement. At the same time, I think no one should be under any illusions as to just how fragile an agreement it is.
Why do you say that?
Trust levels among the key players are almost non-existent. There's a very broad feeling throughout the country that Mugabe stole the election in the first place, that the election victory rightfully should have gone to the NDC and to Tsvangirai. And Mugabe and Tsvangirai have been sworn enemies. And so there's been a lot of pressure on the two individuals, and the economic pressure is probably the most important of all, to try to find a way forward. The new agreement gives substantial power, at least on the surface, to Tsvangirai. But the real issue is whether that will be implemented or whether Mugabe and the people around him will try to find ways of circumventing that agreement. So I think we all have to be a bit cautious, sort of predicting the future.
How do you think the U.S. and other countries are likely to view this agreement?
I think they will welcome the agreement, but will be a bit cautious about immediately relaxing the sanctions that are in place currently. The European Union has already indicated that it's not going to impose additional sanctions it was considering, but is reluctant to immediately waive the sanctions in place until they see some concrete evidence of good faith on the part of all parties to the agreement. I think the American position will be very similar.
Do you think this is somewhat of an answer to democracy?
I think that it can be a bad precedent in some ways, but under the circumstances, given the potential further loss of life and the economic collapse, there were no good options available in the Zimbabwean case. But as in Kenya, so in Zimbabwe, this picture of a party essentially using fraud or intimidation or violence to win an election and not facing full accountability for that is not a very good precedent for the future and for other elections that will be taking place in the near term throughout the African continent.